your mind? I've got a lot on my mind. I am buried in paperwork. I've got an office full of whining, annoying patients. Sorry, just making a point. And if that isn't bad enough, now he's here.
Now, good morning to you, too.
Damn it, Lewis. I bought the present and I wrapped it. All you had to do was sign the card. And even that was too much trouble.
Yeah, Mari, I know you and Lewis are having problems, but don't you think you might be overreacting? I mean, you already bought the card. Why didn't you just sign his name?
Because it's my damn birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. Say, are we having cake? Guess not.
Dr. Becker, there's a kid in your office. He says you're his godfather.
Oh, hey, you're kidding.
I know, you're not even Italian.
Someone asked you to be a godfather?
Yeah, my college roommate.
How many people did he ask before he got to you?
Hey, I happen to care a lot about that kid. In fact, we have a very special relationship, which is probably why Alex decided to follow my footsteps and go pre-med at NYU.
His name is Adam, and he's at Columbia.
Oh, it's pretty close.
Hi.
So, Adam, how are you?
Good.
Good. Well, that's good.
Yeah, good.
Oh, I know. Want to sit down?
Yes, that'd be good.
So, how are you?
Still good.
Good, good.
My dad's coming to town.
Oh, thank God. You know, we'll be able to get together. And...
Yeah.
Yeah, look, you know, this whole godfather thing, I'm not really very good at it.
Well, hey, we're just talking, right?
I'm not very good at that either.
You could ask me how I like school, if I'm dating anyone.
Okay. That.
School's fine. And yes, I'm dating someone. And I like him a lot.
Well, that's great. That's great. You know, it's good that we're catching up like this.
Didn't you hear me? I said him. I'm dating a guy. I'm gay.
Well, I heard you. I just thought that might be something I was supposed to know already.
Actually, that's the reason I'm here. I was hoping for some advice on how to tell my dad.
Oh, wow. Oh, geez. I always thought, you know, if you call me, it'd be to ask me for money, and I know the answer to that, but... Boy, this is big.
Maybe I could just get a Valium to give Dad before I tell him.
Look, your dad loves you a lot, and I just gotta figure that it'll all end up okay. I mean, I think you just gotta come out and tell him. Well, actually, you already came out, didn't you? I mean, hey, you're halfway there.
She had a definite no on the Valium.
Look at all these people walking into the Academy Awards. I'd love to go to a party like that. The gowns, the jewelry, the glamour.
This pork smells.
And then there's my life.
Come on, Bob, show a little sensitivity. I mean, can't you see Reggie's just trying to dream? My fork smells too.
It's not your fork, it's the... Oh, well, you already ate it. Oh, no, as if my morning wasn't bad enough. Look who just pulled up. It's Sarah from the bakery. She thinks her life is so much better than mine.
Everyone thinks her life is better than yours.
Hey, I even think my life's better than yours. And that's saying something.
Well, get this. She borrowed a dress from me 6 weeks ago, and she still hasn't returned it. I just hate her, the big phony. Sarah, hi!
Reggie, how you doing? Listen, I was just taking some of my freshly baked donuts to the homeless shelter and thought maybe you had some food you'd like to donate.
Oh, I'd love to. If you can wait a minute, I'll just go make something.
Reg, they're homeless. Haven't they suffered enough?
Oh, don't listen to him. They'll take anything. Ooh, but I'm afraid I really can't wait. My new Lexus is double parked. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Enjoy your new car. I hope it blows up. Can you believe her? She still didn't mention my dress.
Maybe she forgot.
Oh, she didn't forget. She wants me to think she forgot, so I'll mention it. And then I'll look like the petty one. But I'm going to keep quiet until she brings that dress back to me. And then she'll be horribly embarrassed at how long it took her, which means I win.
Do you hear yourself?
Hey, I am the better person, and if I have to humiliate that phony bitch to prove it, I will.
I'm sorry I'm an hour late, but I have a really good excuse.
Huh? Oh, that's all right.
Don't you want to hear it?
No, not really.
All right, you'll hear it tomorrow. Margaret, are you all right?
As a matter of fact, I'm not. When I woke up this morning, Lewis was gone.
Dead?
No. He left the house before I woke up. I found this note.
We need to talk. Meet me at Angelo's at 6:30. Well, what's wrong with this? He obviously wants to make up for missing your birthday.
Then why did he sneak out of the house? I tell you, Linda, he's been moody and secretive for months. This can only mean one thing. He wants a divorce.
Oh, come on, Margaret. Don't jump to conclusions. Maybe he just has a girlfriend.
The way I figure it, he's taking me to a public place because he's afraid that I will make a scene.
Why would he think that?
He knows me.
Mr. Berman, next time you want to pet an animal, try a dog. New York squirrels have way too much attitude.
Hey, John.
Hey. Yeah. Adam, tell me you're coming to town. Nice to see you.
You too, you too. Well, this is great. They're still letting you practice medicine, huh? He doesn't have a real medical degree.
Yeah, Mr. Walters, he's kidding. We were college roommates. So, seen Adam yet?
No, not yet. We're going to get together later.
Oh, good.
You know, I just stopped by to see if you wanted to have lunch with me. I thought maybe we could go over the Four Seasons. How's 1 o'clock?
Oh, Four Seasons. You really want to go all the way into the city and pay $30 for a burger? You know, we can go to Ming's right here in the neighborhood.
Okay, it's my treat.
Well, you know, if you really like the Four Seasons.
No. If you want Ming's, you got it. Okay? It's my way of saying thank you for keeping an eye on Adam.
No problem. We're glad to do it. Hey, you know, he's a great kid. Don't you forget that.
John, quit sucking up. I already said I'm paying for lunch. I'll see you at lunch. Hey, I wasn't kidding. Get out while you can.
You're an idiot. You passed up lunch at the Four Seasons to eat at Ming's?
Mr. Walters, your wife and your girlfriend are both patients of mine. Watch who you call an idiot.
Wow, she's hot.
Yeah, if you like fake breasts.
For your information, those are real. Those, on the other hand, are fake. Real, real, fake, real, real fake. Oh, my God, who cares?
A, you're disgusting. B, this is so unfair to me.
Pretend it's breath. I gotta get back to the building and turn off the heat.
Why?
I do it every couple of days. Then I wait an hour and I turn it back on. It gives the tenant the illusion that I've actually fixed something. Hey, Reg, Sarah's car just pulled up.
Oh, if she doesn't have my dress, I'm gonna rip the one she's wearing right off her body.
Then again, what's my rush?
You know what? This is stupid. Just ask her for the dress and be done with it.
I told you, I don't want to seem petty.
Well, then make up some story why you need the dress back.
Good idea. I'll tell her I have a date.
Well, it's got to be something she'll believe.
Reggie, hi. Could I have change for a dollar? Father Kendrick's parking meter expired, and I hate for him to get a ticket.
Here, my treat.
Are you sure you can spare it?
Yeah. Oh,
thanks.
Oh, Sarah, I almost forgot. I have a date tonight.
Well, fingers crossed.
My point is, you borrowed a dress from me and...
Oh, I know. I'm late in getting it back. It's at the dry cleaners.
Well, I kind of need it tonight.
Oh, no problem. I'll go right over and get it. I just need to rearrange my schedule. Let's see. Volunteer at the senior center, meeting at the church, my daughter's dance recital. Oh, she'll cry if she doesn't see me there. Oh, but I'll be helpers.
Give me the ticket.
Pardon?
You give me the ticket, I'll just pick up the dress myself.
Oh, you're the best. just enough time to get to the hospital for the blood drive. Don't you just hate that they only let you donate one pint? Bye-bye!
It's unbelievable. She screwed you again.
No, she didn't. Reggie screwed herself. Now, if she hadn't lied about the date, she'd have gotten a dress tomorrow, picked up, and paid for it.
But it was your idea to make up the story in the first place.
It was his idea to open up a newsstand. You saw how that turned out.
Ming, have another fortune cookie?
I'll tell you your fortune. If you don't order something soon, a tall, dark man's gonna throw you out on your cheap, white ass. And I keep telling you, Ming was the last owner. I'm Bill.
Yeah, well, you remind me of Ming. He didn't like me either. Gee, I thought you're never gonna make it.
Excuse, could I have some water, please?
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna retire off YouTube.
Boy, you look terrible.
I just talked to Adam. He just told me something that really threw me.
So you know, huh?
You know? Well, how come you didn't tell me?
It wasn't my place. You know, Adam thought it'd be best if he told you he was gay.
He's gay?
Isn't that what he told you?
No. He told me that he was quitting pre-med.
He's quitting pre-med?
It's 5:15. You're going to be late for your dinner with Lewis.
Believe me, I'm in no hurry. You know, Linda, I have been imagining this conversation for months, but now that it's about to happen, I'm scared to death. If Lewis wants a divorce, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I don't know what to say.
I know, Linda. Thanks.
No, I don't know what to say because I've never been dumped. Good luck with it.
Dr. Becker here?
Yes, he's in his office.
Yeah, I know the way.
How could you tell my father I was gay?
Yeah, I didn't know I was telling him. I thought you'd already told him.
Well, I tried to, but he got so pissed off about med school, I chickened out.
Yeah, about med school. I can't tell you how much that hurt me.
What are you talking about? You barely know me.
Yeah, if you were a doctor, we'd have much more to talk about.
What?
You're right. I'm sorry. Sit down. I'm sorry about this whole thing. I didn't mean for it to turn out like this.
Well, now he won't talk to me at all.
Well, you think it would help if I talked to him?
Why? Because you're so good at it?
Show me a little respect. You know, I am your godfather, Alex.
Adam.
She did it to me again. The ticket that Sarah gave me wasn't just for my dress. It was for half of Bloomingdale's.
Well, why didn't you just pick up your dress and leave the rest there?
Because that's what she'd want. If I just picked up my dress, I'd look petty.
How much did it cost not to look petty?
$78.37. Which didn't leave me enough money for the bus, so I had to walk for 10 blocks carrying all these stupid hangers. Now my feet are killing me, my fingers are deformed.
Well, at least you don't look petty.
You may not like Sarah, but you have to admit, she's got good taste. Silk, cashmere, cheap synthetic. Now, how'd that get in there?
That's mine.
Margaret, where have you been? I'm dying to hear what happened with you and Lewis. Are you okay?
I'm fantastic.
Really?
Things couldn't have worked out better. Lewis lost his job.
That pretty much rules out alimony.
No, Linda, I was wrong. I thought that Lewis wanted a divorce, but he doesn't. It turns out that he was laid off months ago, and he was too ashamed to tell me. Poor guy. Every morning he was getting dressed, fixing his lunch, and then just pretending to go to work.
That's a job I want. Hey, Margaret, tell Dr. Becker the good news.
Lewis lost his job.
Isn't that fantastic?
You know, I always hoped that you would be an influence on her.
Okay, I'm here. You want to talk? Let's talk in your office.
Oh, boy.
Oh, what the hell's your problem?
Adam told me you won't even speak to him.
That's because I don't know what to say.
Look, I know you're upset, but don't you think you're overreacting a little bit?
My son just told me he's gay. You want to tell me what the appropriate reaction is?
Well, I know it's not to stop talking to him.
Oh, boy, here we go again. John Becker, the expert on everybody else's life.
Well, somebody needs to tell you how to behave. What the hell happened to you? You used to be open-minded.
Well, I'd like to see how open-minded you would be. John, you don't even have kids. You don't know what it feels like.
Yeah, you know, that has
nothing. And you know what? You're his godfather. You were supposed to look after him. I sent you a perfectly straight med student, and look what happened.
Jeez. Listen to yourself.
I know. I'm not supposed to feel this way. It's wrong. But this is the way I feel. You know, I had these pictures in my head of everything that was ever going to happen to him. His graduation, his wedding, his children. And then today, in an instant, every picture I had changed.
Frank, believe me, I know how you're feeling.
John, believe me, you don't have a clue.
Real. Fake. Wow, look at that. One of each.
Reggie, hi. I got your message. What is it you want to... Oh, my. What's all this?
I thought since I was there, I might as well pick up all of your clothes and save you the trip.
That is so thoughtful. How much do I owe you?
Well, gee, I don't really remember. I think it was something like $78.37.
Here you go. It's 20, 30, 40 in cash, and $40 in coupons. That makes 80.
Coupons? I'd be cash.
Well, that may be, but I was going to use those coupons.
But you didn't pick up the clothes.
But I was going to, and I don't see why I should be out $40 just because you did something you weren't, let's be honest, really asked to do.
What?
Well, I want to be fair, so forget the change. Well, gotta go. I just remembered. This jacket is yours. I borrowed it months ago. Reggie, if I ever do something like that again, for heaven's sake, remind me. Well, bye-bye.
My life just sucks. I appreciate you calling my dad, but he's not going to show up.
Oh, no, we don't know that for sure. It's only been...
an hour and 20 minutes.
You know what? Maybe we should order. He was in Nam.
Shouldn't have said anything. I should have kept this whole thing to myself.
Oh, come on. You can't live like that. Adam, I'm sorry. I wish things had gone better.
Sounds like your father hasn't quite grasped the choices you've made.
You know, Ming, we're having a private conversation here.
I know, but I'm trying to move this thing along. I want to close up. Look, my father had hopes and dreams for me, too. He worked hard so that I could get an education. I did. He hoped that one day I would have one of those big offices over on Wall Street. Well, I did. And he wanted me to make $1 million. I did that, too.
What the hell happened?
I took the money and started a business selling shoelaces over the internet.
Oh, good one.
Well, everyone needs shoelaces.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
How does this relate to what we are talking about?
My point is, I didn't exactly realize my father's dreams, and he still loves me. Yours will, too.
Thank you. Thanks, Ming. That really helps.
Thanks, Ming. I said the same thing to you like an hour and a half ago.
Well, it sounded better coming from him.
We Chinese are very wise. So, you ready to order?
I'm not really hungry. Are you?
No, I'm kind of filled up on these noodles.
I don't suppose you want any Pokemon shoelaces.
Huh.
I'm gonna die with those things.
Well, what do you say, Adam?
You know what? I'm gonna wait around a little bit longer. My dad might still show up.
All right. I'll wait with you.